Hey folks, Dan Friel here with your opening bell for April 15th, 2025. So if you filed your taxes, good for you. If you didn't, make sure you file an extension so you don't get into trouble. So we're going to talk about in today's video is what's affecting these. I told you we'd be below 7% yesterday. So what's going to happen today? Well, let's get over to the equity markets. We have red across the board. This was much worse just a little bit ago. We go over to the bond market. It's just basically flat as a pancake right now. But we do have some breaking news on the economy in regards to these things right here. Export prices, import prices, and then also the manufacturing numbers. So let's get over to today's news. My name is Dan Friel. I do this report actually two times a day to help you keep you guys informed of what's going on with this stuff. If you're watching this video, you're probably looking for maybe to buy that first house, maybe to refinance. If that's what you're looking to do, I'll give you my information at the end of this video because I'm a federally licensed loan officer. That means I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And my slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Can you do this? Well, probably not. And I'm going to have a live event tomorrow to kind of help you guys out there, time to market when it comes to locking in the rates. Be an interesting day tomorrow to talk. So if you're looking to, for you know, direction on locking, please check out tomorrow's live event. So without further ado, rates went down a little bit. What's going to happen today? Well, let's get over to the Dow Jones and the equity markets. They're red across the board. Like I said, this was much worse a little bit ago. Cool thing is oil. It's down to $61 a barrel. This was 70-something about a month or two ago. That's fantastic. And we got the 10-year Treasury just hovering at 4.37 right now. But if we go over to the bond market, MBSs, it's zero right now, meaning mortgage rates aren't going to change at all right now. And that's not common over the last 3-5 days. Look at these trading days that we had. Let's see if I can get that over there. For some reason, that's not working. We'll come back to that in a second. Let's get over to the opening bell, the breaking news from Rick Santelli of any economic news coming out today that we should be interested in. Rick, take it away for us. The news, well, let's say it this way. When he's giving the news, when he starts it, look at the Dow Jones and the equity markets. They're down huge. Based on the information he gave us, pre-market brought the equities back to kind of square one. So Rick, take it away, buddy.
We are just seconds now away from import prices and Empire State manufacturing data. Steve Leisman is at the table, the professor looking at the futures. Ahead of that, 153 points down the Dow would open, 63 points off on the NASDAQ, 18 points off on the S&P.
So just to, for you guys to understand, this is where, the, when it says fair value up there, this is before the market opens. So here's the fair value would be right through here. Future changes through here. So when you do these calculations, it equates out to this is what the implied opening would be. So right now, if you look at this, the S&P would be down 18.2, the Dow Jones would be down 153, and the NASDAQ would be down 62. Watch between when this report was posted versus where we are now. And I'm going to show you that right after they finish here. And it's a pretty big rally that you wouldn't otherwise see if you didn't see the opening or the pre-trading bell. So just a little bit of FYI there for you.
S&P 500, Rick Santelli standing by at the CME in Chicago. And then we'll get the analysis from the professor. Rickster, the numbers.
Yes, we're a few seconds away. And of course, April, this is a real time on Empire. And our last look at minus 20, Andrew, was the weakest since Jan of 24, a little over a year. And here it comes, minus 8.1. That's definitely less than we were expecting in terms of being negative. We're expecting a number closer to minus 14. So minus 8.1 actually is a bit of an improvement from that minus 20. If we look at how that fits in the context of strength, 5.7 was the last positive number. That was January. Now, import prices for the month of March, if we look at the headline number, import price month over month, down 0.1%. We're looking for unchanged. And I do want to point to the trend. The trend the last several months has been for higher prices. If you look at the prior months, January and February, they were both up 0.4. Those were back-to-back some of the strongest since early 24. So minus 0.1 reverses that. And that's where we, you know, looking at the end of last year, this would comp to minus 0.4. That was in September of last year. Now let's take out petroleum. It moves 0 to 0 unchanged. That's also less than expected. We're looking for a positive number of up 0.3. How does that fit in? Well, zero would fit in with up 0.1, and that was in January. To find a smaller number, you're going back to May of 24. Now, let's go year over year, shall we, on import prices, up 9/10, less than a 1.5 expected, and that would figure into...
So did you hear that? He said export prices are now 0.9. It was supposed to be 1.5. So if you throw in the tariffs, would it bring us back to 1.5, kind of in line with a lot of what analysts have been saying? These are what I've been saying. A lot of analysts are coming out there with dismal reporting. So if the news doesn't come in as detrimental, what's the market's going to do? That's my thoughts on a lot of this. Is it an overreaction? When you look at the VIX is trading at 30 or 40. That means every time the somebody sneezes on Wall Street, it's going to way overreact. So that's what you're seeing, and that's why we focus on the VIX as well. But let's get back over to Rick.
Basically, the best number just since last month when it was up 2%. This also has been trending higher. Last month's up 2% was the highest since these of 24. Now let's look at month-over-month export prices, exactly as expected, unchanged. And if you look at the year-over-year, 2.4. Out of all the numbers today, this is the warmest of them. So export prices year-over-year up 2.4. That would equate to three solid months over 2%. Jan was 2.7. Feb was 2.1. Now we're up at 2.4. So these are very strong numbers, some of the strongest numbers we've had since the end of 2022. Yields aren't really moving much. I know there's been a lot of talk about how everything is so wild in the bond market. And yes, we've had swings. But as we sit at 437, down one basis point, just looking at the yield curve of late, I don't see anything popping out that would make me extremely concerned about volatility or liquidity. Ranges should be expected considering the news of the month. Andrew, back to you.
So fantastic news. Right at the end there, he said, don't expect a lot of volatility is basically what he meant. Like, this is what's going on in the market right now. So this is the MBS market. This is basically what we follow on a daily basis on how, we figure out what's going on with interest rates and mortgages. So this is a mortgage bond. It's an MBS right through here. It's up 6 ticks. What this means is as this chart goes up, this is the price of a bond. The yield interest rate goes down. So that's what he's saying. There's the volatility is kind of coming out. Here's a 2-day chart. Look at a 5-day chart. Look at this. It's all over the map. Up, rates are coming down, then down again. This is rates coming going up. So if you locked in down through here between, April 10th, 11th, and 12th, or right around that range, please reach out to us. I might be able to get you a better deal, especially if you're looking to refinance. If you're purchasing, you might be on a time constraint. But if you're looking to refinance and you lock down through here, again, when this chart is going up, that means rates are coming down. A nice run through here. I'm going to give you all my information at the end of this video so you can reach out to us to see, what kind of rate you can get in this environment. So let's get over to the economic calendar. He went over some of this stuff, but here's basically what he was saying. New York Empire Manufacturing, last reading was minus 20. If you see that right behind my head, what is it now? Well, let's get my head out of the way this time. You're going through here. So minus 20, they thought manufacturing was going to go to minus 12. It came in at minus 8. Very good number, even though it's a negative. You got import prices, they're down. Yeah, export prices, they're down. So a flat market through here. So this is telling me a lot of the data that the Federal Reserve's doing and a lot of the work that they're doing, most of that is working out. Now, it's the tariffs that's scaring the bejesus out of everybody at this point. So as Rick said, there's really not a lot of economic news out today. Tuesday, nothing there. We go over to Wednesday. There's really nothing here that should upset the apple cart. And then Thursday, we start getting continued jobless claims and things like that. So over the next 24 to 48 hours, I'm going to say it's basically going to be somewhat of a stagnant market. Shouldn't be a surprise in the wrong way. So let's recap it. Mortgage rates, here's where they are. They dropped below 7% yesterday. If you're locked in and you see a rate on here, you're like, damn, those rates are much better than what I'm getting. You have to understand where these rates come from. Mortgage News Daily, right at the top there, they survey lenders all over the country and they ask them actually 5 questions. The 5 questions are important because you might say, oh, those are me, but some of these are missing. So let me explain to you. To get this rate, Mortgage News Daily surveys lenders all over the country and ask them these 5 questions. If you had a borrower looking to buy their first home, it's going to be their primary residency and it's their first home. That might be you, but there's more details there. If you go in here and learn about the survey, you can scroll down right through here. And this says these people they're putting down 25% because they're getting a loan at 75% and they have a 780 credit score or higher. So if that's you, well, that's most likely what your rate's going to be right through here. If that's not you, reach out to us. We'd love to help you because our slogan here, like I said, I'm a nationwide mortgage loan officer. So anywhere in the country, we can help you as well as Puerto Rico. But if you're looking to buy, Refinance, we can help you. We work with 33 other lenders. So by applying here, you're virtually applying for 34 lenders. Where else can you do that? Okay, so check it out. And if you want to schedule a call with us or call in, we'd love to answer any questions that you have. You can even email me. My email is dan@therateupdate.com, and all the information is down below. But if you want to check out our website, just check it out, therateupdate.com. You can schedule a consultation right through here. Right over there on the side here is you can put in your application. Give us a phone call at our 800 number, or look at these, some of these videos. You got to check out the videos that we just added to this, and I'll be scanning or flipping these around throughout the months. But if you go through here, we got a home buying 101, and I'll refresh these every month. But if you're looking to buy that first house, fantastic video for you to check out. If you're a homeowner currently and you want us to track the rates for you because you missed it in September, then you missed it again not too long ago, a couple weeks ago. Mortgage rates dropped, and then they started peaking out again. So if you want us to track it for you, go to the Rate Watch tool. We have it right through here. You can click there, put in your information. We don't sell the data. Don't worry about that. We're not going to pull your credit or do anything. We're just going to set up your information into a database. So you're going to give us your address, what kind of loan you have, what the balance is, and just a little bit other information, specifically what type of loan it is. And then when that rate hits exactly where you want it to be, I'll get you on the phone and we'll get the paperwork started for you. So that's our report so far for today. It's a stagnant market, but the markets, you know, we got the Dow Jones. Well, we got green across the board right here, folks, which is fantastic news. And we got the bond market just completely flat. Couldn't ask for a better day so far. So thanks for watching, folks. If you need some help, please reach out to us. All my information is down below. Otherwise, I'll be back at the closing bell to let you know how this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic day. Hope to hear from you if you're looking for a mortgage. Bye-bye.